Well, I guess in a way, I think it's almost as if, like, when I'm asked, you know, how is it possible that you fund yourself? Because a lot of artists, let's say in Canada, are working full-time or working seasonally, and they sort of see me and they see that I'm not working seasonally necessarily, and how the hell do I do it? And it's I think it has so much to do with questions that are sort of above and beyond the actual how do you get money, because I think it's in a way much I don't know how to put it, but I think there's this sort of weird status that happens in a way where if you work three different jobs and yet you claim yourself to be one of those jobs, it's sort of a bit schizophrenic. It's a schizophrenia, I think, that people have to be very strong to fight against in a way, or embrace, you know. And I think when you're not fighting through that schizophrenia, it's easier on a certain level, because you can say, well, this is holistically what I'm striving towards, and in a way it's this utopia, right? But at the same time, there's many sacrifices that come with that, because the money does come in waves. Mm-hmm. And how do you adjust yourself to those waves? Because I always say, you know, I think if you live without money for long enough, you start to go crazy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's literally, it's, you know, I mean, it's quite a crazed state, especially when you're trying to maintain a certain class level. Mm-hmm. You know, so you're middle class, but you have nothing in your pocket, and you're walking, and you're thinking, okay, restaurants completely out of the picture, you know. Grocery store, okay, bread's pretty cheap, right? And yet, you know, you're dressed and you maintain the status on a social level that gives you access, or implies that you have access to other means. So that to me is interesting. I think that's the interesting part of the question. So I'm glad I had the opportunity, I think, to just say that quite briefly. Mm-hmm.